He couldn't sleep the night before.
I did have a slightly restless night. I woke up early with certain thoughts running through my head, the nature of which were somewhat existentialist.
But could Deputy Montfort Tadier have dreamt how his comments would cause a conflict with the bailiff, which ended with the halting of state's business for an hour? Deputy Tadier is an atheist who doesn't go to the prayers before each state sitting. He champions principles of social justice and is challenging plans, which include scrapping the Christmas bonus for pensioners and ending free TV licences for the over-75s. He sees the proposals from ministers as an attack on society's neediest people, and he's critical of the church in Jersey for its silence on such matters.
They're quite happy to pontificate or even engender valid discussion and welcome discussion on issues such to do as the refugee crisis. What should a compassionate and civilised society's response be to a humanitarian crisis that is happening some distance across the world and coming towards us? But those are all valid and laudable points of view to put across. Where they are deafeningly silent, of course, is when the social injustice is happening on their very doorstep and we don't hear one peep out of the established church.
But the deputy went too far for the bailiff, William Balash, when he wondered how Jesus Christ would respond to the spending cuts.
It's the kind of what would Jesus do society, because of course he would be there at the Tory conference, sitting with the Institute of Directors in the middle table.
Deputy, I think, if I may say so, that is offensive to all those who have a belief in Jesus Christ. To attribute political views to Jesus, that he would be at the Tory party conference, would be offensive to some, and you should please withdraw it.
So I won't withdraw that at all, because the point is I believe in Jesus because he was a historic figure, and the point I'm making is that he wouldn't have been at a Tory conference, he wouldn't have been at an IOD dinner.
The bailiff, presiding over the debate, asked him several times to withdraw the claims.
Both the Greffier and I think that you said that Jesus would have been at the Tory party conference. Now, if that were a mistake, you can withdraw that.
So it's called rhetoric. It's when I say he would have been there, the obvious implication is that he wouldn't have been there because he was in the temple driving out the moneylenders. And that was going to be the next part of my point, sir, to negate what I've said.
The offence, said William Balash, was in using the Lord's name in a political debate.
Offensive language means offensive to some, and not necessarily to all. And when you use language about Jesus Christ and bring him into political debate, then to those who are believers in Christ, that is offensive. And that is why you're being asked to withdraw it.
The Chief Minister, Senator Ian Gorst, thought the comments were a legitimate challenge for him, a Christian, who went to the Tory conference.
I think he was referring to those who have belief systems which hopefully sometimes coincide with the belief systems of the church, and he was simply, as he went on to say, asking us to think about what we do politically.
But when Deputy Tadier refused to withdraw his comments, the bailiff ordered him to leave the chamber for an hour. States members voted for the entire House to adjourn, and when they came back, the debate continued. Time was lost, parliamentary rules and a commandment may have been broken, and as someone said, there may be rich material for satirists in the speculation over Christ's political colours. A few streets away, a packed town hall was debating how Jersey should respond to the migrants crisis in Europe, and some states members might think they missed their chance to explore in more detail how beliefs, whether religious, moral or political, influence their decisions.